All right, welcome back to the Mighty 690 KGGF. Kyle High with you this morning, and I hope you guys are having a fantastic day. Pretty cold out there, 22 degrees, wind chill of around 14 degrees right now. So be sure to put on the big coat this morning to kind of stay warm out there. And now joining me in studio this morning is Dr. Craig Correll, the superintendent of USD 445. And Dr. Correll, thank you for coming in today. We appreciate it.
Hey, Always glad to be here.
All right. Well, of course, tonight is the school board meeting, and a few things on the agenda tonight, including your annual audit will be tonight, correct?
Yes, it is. Our auditors come in once a year and just run through that for, you know, not only myself and my assistant superintendent business manager, but the entire board. And they've assured us there's no surprises, so we're always glad to hear that come audit time.
Yeah. You never want to all of a sudden have a surprise. You're like, oh, hold on.
Right.
And then, of course, another thing that they'll be talking about, and Travis Stolfer will be talking about this as well, is graduation rates and post-secondary success, correct?
Sure, and that's a measure of our board accountability plan. The board gets together every summer, as I know I've mentioned before, and lines out what our discussion topics will be throughout the year so that they're provided those timely updates all along the way. So December is when we typically talk about graduation rates. I know that kind of sounds odd, but the state doesn't certify those until November, so we don't have the actual official numbers until December. So he'll be going over that, and you know, we have some great news to share. We've seen an increase in our graduation rates each year for the last.
I was saying the same thing. I was saying graduation. Well, what?
My tongue's still cold from walking in, I guess.
Yeah, it's
but
really
the past
cold.
5 or 6 years, we've seen an increase every year in our graduation rate, so we're definitely glad to see that. This year, it's going to be probably higher than any recent years, and maybe as high as we've ever been. And so we're really fortunate for that. Mr. Stolfer does a tremendous job there, him and all his staff, just making sure that we get those kids in and we keep them in and get them graduated. Another part of that is the post-secondary success, and that's a measure that the Kansas State Department of Education has put out there for us. And it really involves a lot, but we're looking at, are those students, you know, No matter where they are when they graduate or what they're going to do, we want to make sure they're successful at some point after they leave high school, and that's really our goal. And part of that measure, we look at college credit hours, and that's not necessarily just geared towards academics. That could be geared towards, you know, technical schools and whatnot, and we're so fortunate to have CCC's vocational campus across the street from our high school. And this year, we'd set some goals, and our last year's graduating seniors, we had 70% of those seniors that had 6 college credit hours or more when they graduated high school. So, you know, that really shows that dedication to the students. And 50% of our students had 6 college credit hours or more. So we're really working more and more toward making sure they understand what it is they want to do after high school and that we set them up to be able to have those supports in place all along the way.
And like you said, with CCC right across the street, I mean, you guys have a really good relationship with Coffeyville Community College, do you not?
Yes, we really do.
A few of the other things going on, of course, I know the schools are, well, with the exception of Community Elementary and the Early Learning Center, have gone to remote learning. But how have things been going with the remote learning, and how have things been going with the in-classes over at Early Learning Center and Community Elementary?
Now, I think all things considered, our remote learning is going pretty well. We know that the best education is being in school. And this is something that was a recommendation from the State Department of Ed, is taking some of this time to do remote in December. And as the cases turned out, you know, I think it was very fortunate that we did. We're seeing a lot of new positive cases in Montgomery County. You've seen a lot of other schools have to shut down for certain periods of time. So having this planned out, I think, allowed us to do that a little bit better. Again, we understand it's not the best education. You know, we want kids to be on site, and we really hope that next semester we're able to do that even more. As far as Early Learning Center and CES, we've had some positive cases here or there that's resulted in some students being on quarantine, some staff being on quarantine, but everything's going pretty well at those two schools.
And of course, the reason that they're in is that, unlike Roosevelt Middle School and Phil Kinley High School, those classes are self-contained. They don't have, you know, it's not a where everybody gets out and crisscrosses everywhere. I can imagine that would be a wild madhouse if you let elementary kids do that. But those classes are self-contained over there, to where it's easier to kind of keep everybody apart, where you're not having a lot of crisscross, correct?
Right, it is. They are self-contained. And you know, at the time, we also weren't seeing as many cases, positive cases at the younger end. So that allowed us to do that. And also, we had ordered laptops in the summer, and you know, we've been told next month, all
right.
semester. And so those still aren't in. So that was going to be a huge struggle, not only for our teachers if the students didn't have laptops, but for those parents at home that are trying to facilitate that remote learning. If they didn't have a laptop, it would make that just almost nearly impossible to really take care of.
Yeah, and again, there's, I mean, I know a lot of schools have been ordering them Chromebooks and laptops, but it's just every school has ordered them. So it's been hard to get those in because, again, those companies have just been all of a sudden just everybody wants one. And
everybody
and
across the world wants
yeah.
one.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they have been more difficult. The last we've been told was by the end of this month or early January, but again, I'm not holding my breath.
Right. Until the box just rolls up to the front door and then you'd be like, okay, here we go. Right.
And I think part of the reason too for our success is we just had a tremendous relationship with our local county officials, and that has been tremendous. The health department has worked with us, you know, daily. We're in contact daily as far as student contacts, staff contacts, and what we can do to initiate those quarantines quickly. And that has enabled us, you know, to this point to still be able to say that we've had not one case of school spread. So not one time has it spread within our schools. And I think that's just really that due diligence of if we have a contact, you know, they're out of school for that required amount of time.
And, of course, I think the required amount of time has actually dropped here a few days. We talked to the merch management director, Rick Whitson, last week, and it's still difficult to talk, to kind of figure out. But, again, that time's kind of dropped. It's dropping now for just by a couple of days, correct?
Hey, I'm very well-versed in this now. It's something I never knew I'd know a whole lot about. But, yes, they have dropped that, and that's just to help us get our students and staff back a little quicker. And so, essentially, the prior way, you could come back on the 15th day after quarantine. Mm-hmm. Now you can come back on the 11th day of quarantine, as long as you are symptom-free. There's also a caveat in there that if you were to receive a PCR test on the 6th or 7th day of quarantine and it come back negative, you could come back on the 8th day. So there are some variants in there, but like for our staff, that's one of our issues where it really isn't so much that the students being on quarantine, but the staff, and when we need staff to operate schools. And there's been a couple of days where we've been really close to needing to shut down because of the lack of staff. What this will do is this will really cut that time in half that our staff are on quarantine, because with the relationship we have with community health centers of Southeast Kansas, having clinics in our buildings, we can get them that PCR test. It's a 15-minute test. They can come in and take that on their 6th or 7th day, and as long as they're negative, they can come back to work on that 8th day, so that it almost cuts our time in half.
And like you were saying, that there were some days where you got short on staff, almost where you would have to shut down. How has it been difficult also getting substitute teachers at this time due to with COVID-19?
If there are any listeners out there that have 60 college credit hours or more, we would love for you to come up and fill out an application. As you can imagine, our sub pool has been very small throughout my history here in Coffeyville. This year, it's almost non-existent. We some days have 4 substitute teachers that we can call on, and we average many more absences than that. So we have to have other teachers step in on their planned times and help cover these classes, and we know that's not ideal. We are paying $100 a day, so I'm glad you allowed me to put this blurb out there.
Oh, absolutely.
We're always wanting substitute teachers. It's $100 a day. If you're leery that you don't know if you want to be around, you know, teaching kindergarten kids, or you don't want to teach high school kids, you can pick the schools you would like to sub at. You can pick the days that you want to substitute teach. So it's a great way to come in. If you only want to work a couple of days a week, we would definitely love to have you. So you can stop in the board office there at 615 Ellis and pick up a sub packet, and we would love to have you join our team.
Yeah, and again, every little bit helps, most definitely, especially when you get short on staff. And, of course, Keisha, this past week, they ruled that they've changed it up a little bit. Originally, it was going to be no spectators to events, but now it's been ruled that each participant will be allowed to have two spectators. Basically, your two parents will be allowed to come to a game. How much does that change things for you guys, though, as allowing people in?
It's made us have a lot of meetings, and we make plans, and then we scrap the plans and make new plans. Keisha, it's been a little disappointing all along that Keisha didn't maybe step in the fall, in pre-fall, and give us some suggestions, some ideas of what to do. They really had been hands-off. So we had a plan in place to offer a ticketing system here in Coffeyville. We know that, you know, our gymnasium is large enough. We could easily have four spectators per participant and still be able to spread out and social distance in between families. And when they made the ruling, we were really disappointed when they made the ruling that we couldn't have any fans in attendance. So for that matter, I am glad that they've reconsidered that. Now they can each participant can have up to two, but it has to be a parent or a guardian. It can't be a grandparent, aunt, uncle. It is strictly parents and guardians, and that's straight from Keisha. So, you know, we'll abide by those rules. Those are in place till, I believe, January 28th, and then they'll revisit that. So, you know, I'm really glad that they did let us, you know, play games in December, because their first action was to look at canceling all games in December and not starting until January. And, you know, we've been very diligent here, as I said, and our cases have not been as high within our schools. And we knew that December could be the only games our kids play if things get worse after the holidays, and we just don't know what that's going to entail. So I am glad that we're playing our games now. I am glad that we can have at least two parents or guardians in attendance. I wish it would have been a little bit higher, but, you know, it is what it is, and we'll play within those rules and do the best we can. The most important thing is our students are still playing.
Right.
And that was our mission number one, was just to ensure that our students still got that opportunity to play. You know, some of them, it's their senior year, and they've been looking forward to this, you know, their whole lives. So we are thankful for that.
And the good thing also is that most of your sports that you're able to stream those, if people still want to watch them, you're able to stream those online so people can watch them online, correct?
Barring technical difficulties, we have really ramped up those possibilities, and we are streaming every single game, middle school, high school. We had one evening where we had four or five events all streaming at the same time.
Wow.
So it
busy.
Is a lot. It requires some staff, you know, to handle that. But we have some students that are helping out too, and we're really hoping that it excites some students to look at that career of broadcast. You know, whether it's on the side of offering the commentary or running the cameras or what have you, because it can be a really fun and exciting field. And we hope our students get excited, and maybe it boosts some of our enrollment next year in some of those broadcast and type classes.
So, again, you guys are doing a great job over there. And, again, if anybody wants to attend the school board meeting tonight, where is that located at, and what time does it begin?
5 p.m., 6:15 Ellis.
All right. So be sure to get on over there and check that out tonight. And that will be coming up later on tonight. Dr. Correll, I really do appreciate you spending some time with us this morning and letting us know what is going on in these USD 445.
Always happy to be here.
All right, we're going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we'll have news at the top of the hour. You are listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.